From Anshe Svar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Mishpatim, the content of the Brit. You know, Brit is a covenant. It's a deal, but it's more than a deal. It's a blood-deep type of commitment. The reason that the Bris Milah, the circumcision, has blood in it is that the Brit, it always has to be something that runs really deep in your veins, so to speak. Here in our Parsha, a covenant is forged. Last week we read about the Ten Commandments. The word Brit is not as emphasized, but here in this Parsha, there's a notion that a Brit is being forged. Some say this was the same episode with the Ten Commandments, just recorded at the end of Parshat Mishpatim. What am I referring to? Well, they had a whole ceremony. They had altars for the 12 tribes. They brought various sacrifices, and Moshe put the blood in certain containers, and he poured it on the altar, and he read, and he took the Sefer HaBrit, the Book of the Covenant. Book of the Covenant? What's the Book of the Covenant? They didn't write the Torah yet. Presumably, we didn't get the Ten Commandments yet. In writing, we have it we heard it auditorily, but we don't have a book. He read it to the people, and they said, Naaseh v'nishma, we'll do, and we will listen to what he said. Then he took the blood, and he sprinkled it on the people. And he said, look, this is the blood of the covenant which God has cut, or God has forged with you for all these things that we're talking about. He went up, and they had an image of God that they saw, etc. So it says in verse 3 that he told them the words of God and the Mishpatim, the laws. Which laws? Parshat Mishpatim, these laws? Probably. And then later in Pasuk 7 it says that Yikach et Sefer HaBrit Vayikra Vazneam, that he took the Book of the Covenant and he read it to the people. What is the Book of the Covenant? So Rashi says that it's all the way from Bereishit, all the way from the beginning of the Torah, and through the Parsha of Mishpatim, all the way through. It's a tremendous reading. He read all of this, and he put that in a book, and they made a covenant based on that. Very interesting to note that although the first Rashi in Chumash says that the Torah really could have begun with the laws, because it's really a book of laws, but the Torah didn't. It began with Genesis. And as Ramban and Ziv point out, Genesis is so important. The notion of not only creation and our relationship with God, but also the notion of the behavior of the forefathers, how we learn hospitality from Avraham, a dedication from Yitzchak, how we learn about suffering from Yaakov, and what it means to build a Jewish family. So, responsibility from Yehuda. So, according to Rashi, the covenant was forged not only over laws, this week's Parsha, Mishpatim, but also over the ethics that are exemplified by the forefathers in the book of Genesis. The Ramban thinks that, no, it's just this Parsha. It's just the Parsha of the Mishpatim, that the covenant is fundamentally over laws. How to run a civil society, a holy society, that's what it's all about. However, Rabbi Yoel ben Nun, a recent publication, he said that, he claimed that actually the Book of the Covenant would have to be something smaller. Why? Because it's the thing that they read to the people now. If they read the entire Genesis, and then all the way through Exodus until this point, and Mishpatim, that would be a very long reading, and not very dramatic. And he pointed out that sometimes when you have a very long tome that you want to commit to, and then you want to commit to it, you want to sign it, nobody reads the whole tome. Eventually we do read the Torah, but you have a smaller document. For instance, the mezuzah, the tefillin, is the notion of taking a smaller document that reflects the larger document and binding itself to our homes, to our hearts, as if to say, this is very dear to us. So too over here, he suggested that they read specifically the covenant. What is the covenant? Well, actually, you find out more about the covenant and what it is from Parshat Ki Tisa. And Parshat Ki Tisa, it doesn't repeat the entire Mishpatim. In other words, the Jews did the golden calf, Parshat Ki Tisa, later on. And then Moshe has to reconvene the covenant and re-up the covenant. How does he do that? Well, he says, look, I'm making a covenant, and he said, keep the covenant, destroy the local Canaanites, don't make any covenants with the Canaanites, destroy their idols, and also you should not worship idols, and also you got to keep Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, Shabbos, perhaps the sabbatical year, and that's what it says, an additional law as well. So, and then it says, write down these things, because it's based on these things that I made the brit. I made the covenant. So the covenant is really just on that. Now, in Mishpatim, you have those laws as well, almost a rerun, repeat type of thing. Mishpatim also has these laws, but they're sort of upside down. The warning about Israel and how you should conquer Israel and how you should destroy the idols is at the end, and then the laws of keeping Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkos, Shabbos, perhaps the sabbatical year, these things are found beforehand. So the question is, at what verse would it begin? What verse would it begin? Where would this covenant begin? So you could say Shalosh Regalim. There are three covenant. It says Shalosh Regalim Tachol Gibishana. It's a nice introductory verse that there should be three pilgrimage festivals. It's where we're told to renew the covenant every year, three times. However, Shabbos is found before that. Sheshimim Tasem Asecha Biyom Shvi'i Tishbot. And the Shemitah is before that. Sheshanim Tizra'at Sadecha. So where would you start? Sheshanim Tizra'at Sadecha. It's this Sheshanim. It's not a beginning. Maybe you go back to Lo Tateh Mishpat. You shouldn't pervert the judgment of the poor. You should stay away from falsehood. Perhaps it should begin over there. So that's another possibility. Also, could be Anshei Kodesh. The notion of holiness is introduced. So somewhere, I would argue that somewhere in chapter 23, you have the beginning of the covenant, and then it goes till the Moshe Amar, till chapter 24, and that, chapter 23, definitely including Shabbat, definitely including Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkos, definitely including the notion of the covenant that you have to keep, and the nations that you have to watch out for in the land of Israel and with their idolatry. These notions have to be included. Exactly what else chapter 23 is included is an interesting mystery. If you take Rabbi Obanun's theory, that indeed all that was read and all that was written was this small document that has these particular pieces in it. Based on this, it's interesting to note that, you know, what is the content of the covenant? You say, well, ultimately, the content of the covenant is the entire Torah, all the 613 mitzvot. Obviously, the Ten Commandments play a prominent role in the covenant, right? There are Luchot HaBrit, there are the tablets of the covenant. But if you look at this sort of abridged version, there's a notion that there's an importance of renewing the covenant. On Shabbat is about a covenant. It's a oti, b'ni u'b'nichem. It's a sign of the covenant, to the Brit Olam, to the eternal covenant we have with God. The Shemitah sabbatical year is that type of covenant. That once every 7 years, show that God owns the earth. The pilgrimage festivals, Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot, you got to show up. You got to go back to the covenantal place, to Jerusalem, to Shiloh, wherever it is, to renew the covenant and to affirm the covenant, as they did in the days of Josiah. They reread the Torah and they affirmed the covenant. So when we talk about certain mitzvot, they're not just mitzvot; they're also covenantal mitzvot. Shabbos is clearly a covenantal mitzvah. And the holidays are also, Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot are covenantal mitzvot. They affirm the covenant. However, Rav Yaakov Maidan pointed out in a dialogue with Rabbi Yoav ben Nun recently, pointed out that there's another place to look for the covenant. That is Parshat Bahar. What's Bahar? It says that Bahar Sinai Limor, that God spoke these words at Mount Sinai. So it's true, it's found at the end of Vayikra, but these are the words that God spoke at Mount Sinai. And what is it all about? The sabbatical year and the Jubilee year and being good to the slaves, remembering that we were slaves. And then what happens right after that? We have a covenant. What happens if you do the right thing? We have to do the wrong thing. Yoav ben Nun counters that you don't need that full expression of what happens if you do good, what happens if you do. That's later on. But at the initial point, before we, you know, show great signs of sinning, it simply says like as follows. It says that you should destroy the idols, that God would bless you and he would make your days full, that he would chase out all the animals, enemies, that we wouldn't have any miscarriages or anything like that, all the a few blessings. What's the curse? The curse is you better destroy the idols, otherwise they might be a stumbling block. They might be a snare for you, a trap. That word trap, according to Rabbi Yoav ben Nun, teacher at Shabbat Har Tzion, the Machon Herzog, that trap, that's an allusion to all the bad things that could happen, as laid out in Parsha B'chukotai. So Rabbi Dan thinks the Book of Covenant is Bahar and B'chukotai. Rav Yoav ben Nun thinks it's some little section here relating to the covenant. And we mentioned the Rashi, that no, it has to do with all of the ethical principles laid out in Genesis. The Ramban, that has to do with laws. The covenant is made ultimately about social laws and about creating civil society. These are the options. We have to think about that. When we have laws, to mitzvot, then there's some things that are covenantal laws. When we talk about Shabbos, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, we have to remember that they have a special role. They're not just laws, not just mitzvot. They're also a fuller expression of the covenant and also sabbatical year, which we're observing this year, 5782. That too is part of the covenant. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefar Beth Lamed Congregation for a discussion of the covenant. Join us each week for a discussion of the holidays. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.